honesty, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first team.
It's the Players, the cream of the PGA Tour schedule, the showcase of the PGA Tour. Once again, welcome to the Grill Room. I'm Bob Bupka, proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr., better known probably as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Jay, a very exciting week.
No, it's a huge week. The Players Championship, whether you consider it the fifth major or whatever, I've always thought this tournament kind of stood alone as the Players Championship. You know, the PGA Tour does not operate any of the four major tournaments or the Ryder Cup. So arguably, you could say that the five biggest events in golf, they're not part of, but this is their signature championship, Bob.
And of course, you and I were so excited this past Sunday when that winning putt by John Daly went in and he wins the Insperity Invitational. And maybe some listeners are saying, why are you so excited about John Daly winning that? Well, John Daly playing that vertical groove driver, man, oh man, it's only his sixth event using that club. It's his first win on the Champions Tour. He's only played in 22 events. He actually started a year ago in Houston when he joined the Champions Tour. But wow, what about that vertical groove driver?
This is huge. This is big for John. Clearly, the driver has made a huge difference. And you look at what John did on Sunday, Bob, with that vertical groove driver in his hands. His distance was 299 yards off the tee. But what that driver has done, putting it in the fairway combined with that distance, it's leading him to hitting greens. And when John can hit greens, he can make putts and he can win. And he is extremely excited with what the vertical groove driver has done. And of course, Vertical Groove Golf, our title sponsor, we salute them. Congratulations. They just went crazy, Bob, when John won down there. The champagne came out. True celebration like you'd only expect from JD.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the lovely thing about it is it's astonishing to me. We knew in advance of Insperity that five players were going to be using the vertical groove driver. And guess what? John Daly wins using the vertical groove driver. Second place comes in with, Kenny Perry. And Kenny Perry's not even getting paid a penny to use the driver. I talked to him on the range, Jay, and he said to me, I got to use it. I hit it further. I hit it straighter. Why wouldn't I use it? So it's hard to believe only five drivers in play. They come in 1-2.
It says something about the technology that we've talked about. The fact that you mentioned a guy like Kenny Perry, the pride of Franklin County, Kentucky, I mean, he could get paid to put a club in his hand, and he says, no thanks, I want to go with this driver. Clearly, there's something clicking out on the Champions Tour with the driver, and it's going to start resonating in the pro shops throughout the U.S. and the golf stores, and a huge weekend for vertical groove golf.
And here's what John Daly had to say.
For me, personally, it's a smaller head, which I believe you get more club head speed. I think the heads of the drivers have gotten way too big. You want to take spin off a golf ball, that's the perfect way to do it. It's a vertical groove. I mean, if I miss it, feel like I miss it 20, 30 yards right, it only goes five or 10 yards right. If I miss it a little left, it goes. It's like it's self-correcting almost because there's no underspin on it. You only get overspin, and downwind it goes forever, but it's hard to find a driver that, you know, that you feel comfortable going against the wind and not, you know, usually you feel like you got to hit it really hard. This one, I just swing the same way and it goes right through the wind. It's got to be the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And, you know, I may not ever been the number one player in the world and won a ton of tournaments, but there's one thing I do know is drivers. And this is the greatest invention in the history of the planet in golf that I've seen in a long time.
Jay's joining me as we offer a hearty Grill Room congratulations to John Daly into vertical groove golf.
And just to be specific about it, the vertical grooves on the face of the club produce a tighter dispersion, less spin, and greater distance. Less spin, more distance. You heard John reference it. That can only be a good thing. We got the testimonial from our executive producer, Janice Self, who said, I felt like when I hit a miss shot, maybe to the right, it would go much further with my normal driver. With the vertical groove driver, it seemed like it only went a little bit offline. So vertical groove golf and the vertical groove driver, the new face of golf, go to vertgolf.com to customize your new driver and feel the difference. Order yours today, vertgolf.com, vertical groove golf, the new face of golf.
And before we preview the players, let's just give kudos to Brian Harman for his dramatic win at the Wells Fargo Championship. He had a feeling he could win.
I knew that if I made some birdies coming in that I could win the tournament. I heard Dustin make birdie on 18, and so I figured that he'd gotten to 9 or 10. I wasn't sure which one, but I was at 9 at the moment. I said, well, if I can get one more, then I'll have a chance to win it on 18. And that's what I was thinking. So I figured if I got it to 10, I really wanted to get it to 11, but I was really more focused on just trying to hit good shots. I knew I'd be right there if I hit some more good ones.
Sounds like a greedy golfer to me, Jay. I wanted to get to 9. I wanted to get to 10. I really wanted to get to 11.
Yeah, the putt he made to end the hopes of what looked like a playoff between him, Dustin Johnson, and Pat Perez was stunning. I mean, and the reaction was tremendous. That was a giant win for Brian Harman because, you know, if Dustin Johnson would have won, Bob, he would have been the first player other than Tiger Woods to win 4 consecutive PGA starts since 1953 in Ben Hogan. Now think of all the great players we've had play. That is huge, and a huge putt by Brian Harman. It looked like he might try and throw it away on the 72nd hole, and instead he makes that putt a 30-footer and gets a huge win.
And to me, Dustin Johnson certainly looked pretty good after having to withdraw from the Masters due to the accident in which he injured his back, tried to make it a go of it on Thursday, unable to do so, had the WD, but now he comes back at Wells Fargo, makes a pretty good run, going to be keeping an eye on Dustin Johnson here at the Players' Championship to see what he can do.
By the way, you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis. Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Spreaker, and of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network.
All right, now let's turn to the players. As Jay alluded to at the top of the show, certainly the showcase event for the PGA Tour. And let me just tell our listeners how strong this field is. 48 of the top 50 in the world rankings are going to be playing. Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world, number one in FedEx Cup points. He's here. Only Brett Snedeker out of the top 50 and Thomas Peters are missing. Snedeker out with that wrist injury. And by the way, you got a pretty good defending champion, Jay Bird, none other than Jason Day. And let's hear what he has to say as he looks forward to defending his title.
Yeah, no, it's obviously pretty special to come back as a defending champion. The course is in tremendous condition. How firm the greens are going to get and how fast the greens are going to get, it should be a tough championship. But definitely looking forward to defending. It's obviously going to have a great week of weather, and it's going to be tough competition to try and beat these guys.
Yeah, Jason, we've talked about it, Bob. You know, it's been an interesting year for him. Really, it's been an interesting career with injuries and some sadness, obviously. But things seem to be going in a positive direction here recently. You know, Jason Day would love to hoist the trophy on Sunday.
No, you're right about that, Jay. And I was fortunate enough earlier today, ran into Jason and of course, I was interested in the defense of his title, but I was even more interested in the health of his mom, who has been battling some cancer issues. And I said, Jason, how's she doing? And he said, Bob, she's really doing well. I said, boy, that's great to hear. He said, unfortunately, I will not be spending Mother's Day with her. And I said, why not? He said, well, she decided she had to go back to Australia to get back to work. I said, Jason, that may sound a little strange, but boy, that is truly amazing. I mean, obviously, Jason Day's mom never has to work a day in her life if she didn't choose to, but she made the decision, and she's right now, currently, the plan is she's going to be traveling back and forth to Columbus, Ohio, where she's receiving her treatment once every 6 weeks, get her treatment, back down to Australia to go to work. Isn't that wonderful news?
Good to hear that things are going well. Jason, such a fine young individual, fine young man, away from the golf course, just a super guy. That's awesome to hear. And maybe that'll take a little load off him with that positive news. And he'll play well this week at the Players, because he certainly has the game for it. There's no doubt about that.
And there's no doubt about a lot of eyeballs are going to be on Rory McIlroy. He's going to be playing here this week with kind of two significant changes, I would say, as far as the golfer is concerned. Number one, there's a wedding ring on that left hand. He just recently got married. We wish the best to Erica and Rory as they embark upon a life of love and happiness. And he's got brand new golf clubs in his bag and a new golf ball. It's going completely to tailor-made. And, Jay, you've played enough golf in your career. It's not always easy when you switch clubs. So, and I don't think it's really easy when suddenly you're a married man playing this game. So we're going to be keeping our eye on what Rory McIlroy does.
Well, the changing of equipment, these guys are getting more adept at doing it because there's more of it. But to do it the week of the Players' Championship, that's another added situation. It'll be interesting to see how Rory does. Does it take him a couple of rounds to get used to it? Does he maybe play better on the weekend? I'll be watching that very closely. But I know he's in good spirits, Bob.
Yeah, and he says that he feels settled now that he's married.
You know, this game is what I've wanted to do for my whole life, so I'll always be determined. I'll always be, intense and try to get the most out of my game. I don't think that'll change just because, you know, I'm married or not. You know, my mentality on the golf course, I feel, will just be the same. It might help me get over, you know, tough losses a little bit easier. I don't know. I'll have to tell you when the time comes. But as I said, I'm in a great place in my life, and I feel very, very settled and very lucky to be in this position.
We saw what maybe the effects of a lady can be on a player with Sergio Garcia and his Masters victory. Now Rory settling into marriage. We wish him the best, Bob, as he continues on the road in life.
Well, Rory asked me if I could give him some advice on marital situations, and I said, Rory, I'm going to give you the biggest favor of all time. You go ask somebody else.
Good advice, as always.
Anyway, also holding a press conference earlier today, the new commissioner of the PGA Tour, I think you have some information on that, don't you, Jay?
Well, I know that, you know, this is an interesting situation where today, a huge day where they've re-upped with FedEx, which is going to be a big bonus, 10 more years. And it's kind of, this is the first big week for Jay Monahan. And Bob had the opportunity after his press conference to catch up with the new commissioner.
Proud to be standing alongside the newest commissioner of the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan. And Jay, obviously you came into the role very well equipped. You've been around the tour for a long, long time. When you took over officially, were you extremely comfortable that your previous training and experience was enough?
I worked alongside Commissioner Fincham for 2.5 years. I think he's been the best commissioner in sport. He's done incredible things for our game. And to be able to learn from him across our entire business for that period of time, I was 100% confident that I was ready and that the process that our board had gone through was a healthy process.
And a big announcement today. Would you share that with our listeners?
Sure. Our largest partner, FedEx, who's been with us since 1985. We launched the FedEx Cup together in 2007. They've just extended with us through 2027, so another 10 years. And I just think it's a great statement about our players, to have one of the best companies in the world make that level of commitment about our tour and about this game. And we intend to grow the FedEx Cup as we go forward.
I wish I could get that extension. Hey, thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Thanks a million, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Begging for a 10-year extension for myself. It was not granted, Jay. I might want to tell you that.
This is big. If you would have changed the name after 10 years, it would have kind of lost a little luster, you know. I mean, the GMC or the Mercedes playoffs. I mean, this is the FedEx Cup. And I think it was very impressive that one of the initial things that he does is go ahead and get that re-upped. He's an impressive guy. He's got the background. When you spend 2.5 years with Tim Finchem preparing for this, it's a wealth of knowledge. You got to remember that the PGA Tour really over the last 40 or so years has only been managed by two guys, Dean Beaman and Tim Finchem. And now it's Jay Monahan's task to keep the ship going in the right direction, and a good start with FedEx.
Yeah, and I would add this, Jay, having known Dean Beaman very well and just applauded the effort he put in as commissioner. And then, of course, a long tenure with Tim Finchem, who also did an outstanding job. You heard Jay Monahan reference. Tim is maybe the best commissioner in all the world of sport. I think Jay Monahan, he's a good guy. The players like him, and I think it's going to be nothing but good stuff for the PGA Tour. Hey, speaking of good stuff, Jay, why don't we take a look at some of the key groupings that'll be teeing it up on Thursday and Friday. Reigning PGA champion Jimmy Walker, along with former Open and Masters champion Zach Johnson and Paul Casey. That seems like a very interesting threesome of players. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, and all three very good ball strikers and shot makers. A lot of people believe Casey still has another level to get to. Zach Johnson has gotten to that level and is now, towards the end of his career, but still playing fantastic golf. I like that pairing. Gotta love the pairing of Fowler, Henrik Stenson, and Jason Day, whom we heard from earlier in the show. Stenson, last year's Open champion. Fowler still looking for the major. And Jason Day continuing to be one of the three or four best players in the world. And then you got Spieth, Hideki Matsuyama, and then there's Phil.
Yeah, that's a great threesome. And one other word about Fowler. He's not been working too hard in getting ready. I happened to see him at the Kentucky Derby Saturday. Ricky Fowler certainly knows how to have a good time. Speaking of good time, what about Patrick Reed, Bubba Watson, Brooks Koepka? They'll all be paired together. Some bombers in that group.
Then you've got Danny Willett, the former Masters champion, Shane Lowry, and Bill Haas. And there's our man Rombo. How about this pairing? John Rahm, Justin Rose, and Martin Keimer. Hello.
A lot of talent in that threesome. And then comes the reigning Masters champion. He's had a manager by the name of Carlos for a long time. I'm talking about Sergio Garcia. I walked up to Carlos today, and I said, "Hey, Carlos, Bob Boepke here. I know we used to be really good friends, but after what happened in April, I'm not so sure you even know who I am anymore." And he just laughed, and we had a good talk together. Sergio Garcia, he's going to be playing with Adam Scott, Matt Kuchar. That's a good group to follow. And then some real heavy hitters there, Jay Bird.
Dustin, Justin, and Rory. Dustin Johnson, who's got to be the favorite with the way he came back last week. Justin Thomas, who was also at the Derby with his buddy Ricky Fowler. And the man with the new blades in his bag, Rory McIlroy, with those new TaylorMades. That's a hell of a trio.
And, of course, this week is officially Thank a Superintendent Week. And after the break, we'll have a chat. Craig Smith, Director of Communications and Media Relations for the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Golfers are travelers, so when your travels take you to the Jacksonville area, we recommend staying at the Courtyard Mayo Clinic Jacksonville Beaches Hotel. This hotel has been totally renovated and is very state-of-the-art. I mean, there must be 12 TVs in the lobby, home theater, and lounge area. There's even dining alcoves with each its own television. The rooms and suites are beautifully appointed, and there's a very comfortable outdoor sitting area and pool, and one of the best features is the friendly and extremely helpful staff. If your travels take you to the Jacksonville area, check them out at JacksonvilleMayoClinicCourtyard.com.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
Welcome back to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. A familiar face in the game of golf in terms of spreading the word is Craig Smith. He used to be with the United States Golf Association. Now he's the Director of Communications and Media Relations for the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, and Bob and I had the chance to catch up with him.
Hey, Jay, I got a little surprise for you. I was on the range, ran into a good friend, a longtime friend, Craig Smith. He's the Director of Communications and Media Relations for the GCSAA, the backbone of golf, as far as I'm concerned, the superintendents. They do so much for this game, and you know better than anybody, being a manager there at Normandy. I'm sure you have a lot of respect, not only for your superintendent, but for superintendents everywhere. And say hello to Mr. Smith.
Craig, how are you? Good to have you on the show. The golf course superintendents are, you know, when the golf course is in great shape, you never hear anything about them. And when it's in bad shape, they're the only thing you hear about. It's the toughest job. Where I am in St. Louis, in this region, it is really difficult. And they are the backbone of the game. And great to have you with us, Craig.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be in my third year being their director of communications, and I'm very honored and flattered. I think they're the unsung heroes, and hopefully somewhere along the line, your listeners have caught wind of what we're trying to do, and that is thank a golf course superintendent. And this week, we, in a self-promotion, we have claimed this week as Thank a Golf Course Superintendent Week. So maybe some of your listeners will get a hold of this and do exactly that.
How can they do that, Craig? I know there's something involving a hashtag, and when I see hashtags, I start to shake. Jay knows everything about hashtags, but explain to our listeners how they can send a message.
Well, it's a social media campaign that is really taken off this week, and it is the hashtag ThankASuper. So if you're going to pay attention to anything that we're doing, go online and share it, and we'll see if we can make this thing, as they say, go viral.
Hey, we're going to take advantage, Jay. Craig, involved to a certain degree at some of the massive changes down here for the Players' Championship. Could you give us just a thumbnail sketch, Craig, of what's different about this course than just a year ago?
Well, our superintendent here is the Director of Agronomy, Jeff Plotz. He's in his second year after being 10 years at TPC Scottsdale, so he knows a little bit about getting a course ready for PGA Tour play. But the day after play last year, they did a complete renovation, and they have touched every hole and most intrusively, they've changed the green types to a J. It's a TIFF Eagle Bermuda, and Jeff says it's in great condition. They've also moved a mountain of dirt. There is now a man-made lake between holes 6 and 7, and that is how much earth they uncovered or moved. So in effect, they've changed every hole because of the green complex and the green grass. But I asked them if they changed anything on 16, 17, and 18. They said, nope, they didn't need to touch that at all. So, but some of the front nine characteristics will look a little different.
Yeah, one of the things, Bob, that Craig can attest to, and you and I who have played the golf course, the TPC at Sawgrass, some of the greens were just getting to the point where you didn't have enough hole locations because of the undulations and the slope in the greens. And I think with going with this TIFF Dwarf, with having the ability to do a little reshaping, it makes the golf course much more playable.
Jay, you're right on. And Jeff told me they enlarged the greens a little bit with that in mind.
And, of course, one big change is the 12th hole. They kind of wanted to incorporate what's in vogue right now, and that's drivable par fours. So they put a lot of water to the left, and they give you a little opportunity by going to the right and driving the green, Craig. But the early reports I got, it's described as a risk-reward hole, but it seems like maybe the risk is a little too high for you to try for the reward.
I was just listening to some of the players today, as you and the Commissioner Jay Monahan said exactly that. They wanted to do exactly what they did, and the reviews are coming in pretty well.
So it could be a big factor, Mr. Randolph, come this weekend. I just want to say thanks again to Craig Smith, Director of Communications and Media Relations for the Golf Course Superintendents Association. And remember, you can go hashtag thank a super. Jay, you know all about that, so get your listeners to send that out also.
Well, what I would also recommend, and I recommend this with golf professionals as well, but this is the perfect week. If you're at a course, maybe you play a course on a regular basis, but you don't know who the superintendent is, ask the golf pro. Or if you see somebody on the grounds crew out there busting their hump at 7 in the morning trying to get that golf course ready for the patrons for that day, just say thank you. Appreciate what they do, because without the golf course superintendents and their staff, and the golf course superintendent will tell you they're only as good as their staff. Those are the people that make the golf course playable and enjoyable, and I would take the time, if you can, to just say thanks this week. That's a wonderful promotion that they've got going, and we've had some rough weather here in St. Louis, and the golf course superintendents have joined together to try and help some of the properties. It's a tremendous organization that does a world of good for our game. Bob, you heard Craig talk about the organization's involvement with this property and the renovations. The TPC Sawgrass is going to play this week at just under 7,200 and a half yards. 7,245 is the yardage. Tee size of 1,800 square feet and big greens. They almost average 5,000 square feet. It's one heck of a golf course that Pete Dye designed. And, Bob, I think the renovations are being received pretty positively by the players.
You're right on the money with that assessment, Jay. And I like the fact that there are 26 acres of fairway. I wonder if I could find the rough if I played here, but there are 120 acres of rough, so 26 acres of fairway sounds big, but 120 acres of rough makes those fairways a little smaller. 15 water hazards and 75 sand bunkers. So if you're going to play here, you better have a pretty good sand game, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And the other thing about this golf course is a lot of it is about plotting your way through in terms of positioning. That's been one of the things that has always amazed me about the TPC Sawgrass, because when the conditions change and that wind kicks up, it really alters your thinking, and positioning is so important. I got to play it a number of times with our buddy, the 92 Rookie of the Year, Mark Carnevale, who lives there on site. And, you know, he knows that golf course really well. And even with playing with him, he always used to say it plays different every day. And in talking with our buddy Craig Smith, we heard about some of the greens that they had to soften a little bit because they'd gotten to the point, Bob, where there just weren't enough places to put hole locations. So I think they've really done a good job with the renovation. I think what'll be interesting now with that par 4 12th that's drivable, I mean, you look at some of the finishes we've seen at the TPC Sawgrass with those interesting finishing three, 16, 17, and 18. This golf tournament can now change on a dime at the 12th hole with an opportunity to make two or six.
No, you're right about that, Jay. And when I think of this golf course, I think of those three closing holes that you referenced to. And to me, it's almost the prototype of what a good golf course really is, a good test, a thorough examination. 16 being, you know, a reachable par 5, but there's trouble if you don't reach it. 17, one of the more dramatic par 3s in all of golf. Easy hole under normal circumstances. On a Sunday afternoon with the Players' Championship on the line, not so easy. And then 18, of course, water all the way down the left side. Not a heck of a lot of room to the right. A very challenging green. So 16, 17, and 18. Anybody that gets to that tee on a Sunday afternoon with a one or two shot lead, if they start thinking how they're going to look holding up that trophy, they better rein that thought in a little bit, because they're going to be challenged coming down the stretch on that par 5, par 4, par 3.
We'll be back with more on the Players' Championship 2017 when we return in the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
You're listening to the Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. We're heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Spreaker, and, of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at TGR Golf and like us on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show. I'm Jay Randolph Jr. here with Bob Bubka at the Players Championship. And Bob, one of the great traditions of TPC Week, if you will, is the caddy competition, which takes place on Wednesday at the famous 17th hole. It's a little different than it used to be. I do like the fact that they've got a charity involved, and it pays homage to a lost caddy, Bruce Edwards, who, of course, was Tom Watson's caddy. Now they're raising money for ALS, but it's always been a kind of tradition for the caddies to hit a shot at 17 on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jay. Number one, Bruce was a good friend of mine and just a fabulous personality besides being a great caddy and such a good friend of Tom Watson. What the deal is on Wednesday, when the pro gets to the tee, they pledge a donation, and the PGA Tour matches that donation. So if the player says, "I'm putting up $500," the tour puts up $500, and it's for what caddy can hit the ball closest to the hole location. The bottom line is money is being raised for a cure for ALS, and I think that is fabulous. The caddies look forward to it. You know, it's very lighthearted, but yet a very serious thing that they're trying to accomplish. And one of the prizes, this is pretty interesting, Jay, one of the prizes that the caddy gets, the tour gives a couple of different prizes, but one prize that they give him is a parking spot in the player's lot. For those that have never been down here, if you don't park on property, you may be parking in Orlando. So it's not that small a prize to be given a parking spot right in the player's lot. And trust me, Jay, those caddies go crazy for that.
That's huge. I mean, that is that's about as good as you can get. I mean, what they did early on, and you got to remember, this is back in the day when guys weren't making the type of money they were, and then caddies weren't making the type of money they were. The pros would, you know, throw money into a bag on Wednesday, and whoever hit it closest, whichever caddy hit it closest would win. But you're right. I like what they've done, changing it up with the charity, and that's awesome. Somebody's going to be real happy to be able to pull right in and not have to park in caddy parking and take the shuttle and deal with all that. They're going to be in tall cotton if they get that the players parking. Well, Bob, we've reached the point where it's time for our predictions for the Players Championship, and I'm going to go with a guy that may not be the favorite and kind of maybe a little bit not being overlooked, and that's Jordan Spieth. And that's hard to believe that I would say Jordan Spieth is being overlooked, but I just have a sense that he's going to put four solid rounds together. He's such a good putter that's going to be the key for him. I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth, and it's hard for me to believe that's, you know, I don't feel that safe with that pick, and I'm picking Jordan Spieth, but I think he's going to have a good week.
Well, I'll tell you why you're not feeling that safe. Because my pick last week with an opportunity to win on the 72nd hole had 265 to the hole. He took out a 5-wood and blew it past 265 in the air, ended up over the green, did not win. But his name is John Rahm. You affectionately refer to him as Rambo. I know he doesn't have experience here, but there's some new holes. I just like the way he hits the golf ball. I like his aggressive attitude. I like the smile on his face. He's only 22 years old. John Rahm is my pick to win the 2017 Players.
Well, now that you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf, that's it for this week.
So for Janice Self, friend Jay Randolph Jr., I'm Bob Bubka. A big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Why not follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf? You can also like us on Facebook at The Grill Room.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.